This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in Romans chapter 2, starting with verse 25, and I'm just going to read verses 25 to 29. For circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee who by the letter and circumcision dost transgress the law? For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. It was established that God's judgment was based on works here in Romans chapter 2. The Jew judged the Gentile, and yet he was guilty of the very same things, and that's what we've been learning. Paul, in verse 17 to 24, speaks to the Jew and shows him that even though he possessed the law, it was only good if he kept it. The Jew boasted of being circumcised. He would call himself the circumcision. He'd call the Gentile the uncircumcision. And they used that as a boast, as a way of thinking they were better than them. But circumcision, if you remember, it was an outward mark that God gave to Abraham to pass on to his children as a sign of God's covenant with them. It was to show that their birth was in sin, and thus their blessings were not based on some inherent goodness in themselves, but by God's grace alone. The outward sign should have produced an inward reality. But they made more of the outward act than of what it signified. Paul says here in Romans 2, "For circumcision profits if you keep the law." But if they disobeyed, it would almost be like they were uncircumcised. I shouldn't say almost. It would be as if they were uncircumcised. That is, it would be like they were Gentiles. Now think about that. They were condemning Gentiles in chapter 2, verse 1. And Paul is saying, if you don't obey the law, it's as if you're one of them. And imagine a Jew saying, me, a dog like that? And that was what Paul was saying. Then he further goes after their conscience by saying that if a Gentile obeyed God's law, he would be counted as circumcision. That is, he would be counted as the true Jew. And see what Paul is doing here. There's some irony in it, and yet it's meant to speak to their conscience to show them that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and all equally need justification through the finished work of Christ. And not only did he say that the Gentile, if he kept God's law, would be counted as circumcised, but he also said the Gentile who would keep the law would even judge the Jew. What a searching statement that was. There's an example of that in the Gospels where the Queen of the South will rise in the judgment with that generation and condemn it. Why? Because the Queen of the South lived up to the light that she had. And when she did that, she judged the generation that heard the words of Christ and failed. This is more proof that God will judge based on works, not merely outward things. Paul then concludes chapter 2 by saying that a Jew is not one outwardly, nor is circumcision outward in the flesh, but a Jew is one who is one inwardly, and circumcision is in the heart. This does not eliminate the outward at all. God still has promises for the physical seed of Abraham. But this was to teach, these verses here, this was to teach these Jewish people that they had to have an inward change, not just an outward one. Moses said in Deuteronomy 10:16, "Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no more stiff-necked." And when Moses said that, he was not saying there's no more promises for physical Jews. What he was telling them, that they needed a change in heart, that the outward circumcision should be something that is reflected in their heart. God will judge the secrets of men, he teaches us, and a real Jew will receive praise who is a Jew inwardly. Remember again, Paul's purpose is to show all men, Jew and Gentile, that they're guilty because of what they did, so God can then show them the Savior he provided them. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and the sooner we take our place as recognizing that's what we are, the better off we'll be, because we'll have received great news and grace will fill our hearts and we will serve God all the more better because we recognize this great principle that a man is justified by faith apart from works. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.